following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
You want intro music for it?
I mean,
or you want it to come in?
Play you can just do it. just free flow with it. Is it already going? All right. Hi there, and welcome to Refuge Devos. I'm here with Pastor Bill. And this is Pastor Bill, live and in person, well, on video.
And
yeah.
And a dulcimer.
And a dulcimer. One of the things that we've been talking about at Refuge is Easter.
Yeah.
Because it's coming. It's
coming. Resurrection Sunday.
Yeah.
Woo!
And one of the things that we talked about a little bit this weekend was it's important for us to consider as Jesus is going to the cross, which we'll have a service here at 12 o'clock on Friday. And if you can't be there in person, you can show up online at work. Just go to the lunchroom and open up your laptop or your phone and just join us for that service.
Or say that you're going to the lunchroom. Ooh. No, probably that wouldn't be good.
But maybe.
We don't want to invite
sneak out,
to
come to service. No, don't do that. But anyways, it's important for us to consider what Jesus did this week for us. And then we will be here Saturday night at our normal service time of 6 o'clock. And then 6 a.m. on Easter, which we'll be out in front of Refuge. We'll have all the chairs set up. Just come and bring your family and or just come on your own and join us.
A.M. means the morning.
Oh.
Some folks don't, they never see the morning.
No.
But it's 6 a.m.
It's going to be dark.
Awesome.
It's going to be dark for a while, and then the sun will rise. And then we won't have our 7:30 a.m. service, but we will have our 9 and 11. So come join us for that. And as it pertains to the week of Easter, which is what we are in right now, and the Passion Week, we kind of want to look at what was Jesus doing on Wednesday of that week? What was Jesus doing on Wednesday? And there's different thoughts of what he was doing. We know that he was certainly teaching.
Right.
So we know that for a fact. And some say that this instance that we're going to read right here in the text, Matthew chapter 26, that this also happened. So let me read it and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Matthew chapter 26.
I'm not checking my email here.
He's on his Instagram.
Or my Instagram.
Please follow Bill at Matthew chapter 26, verse 6. Here's what it says. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil. And she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. Imagine that moment where Jesus is sitting there and this woman loves him so much that she pours this oil over his head. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always." And he'd already been telling them the reason why they're there, the reason why he is there specifically is because he's going to die and rise again from the dead. So they should have known this. They didn't. Verse 12, "For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, that this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." I love that visual image of this woman who thought enough of Jesus to give what some say was almost a year's wage to be poured on his head to anoint him.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been a blessing to me if I was sitting at dinner and somebody poured a bucket of oil over my head. But and the pouring on of oil was a typical way of both greeting somebody and blessing them with the fragrance of the oil. It's interesting how quickly the disciples jumped on her and corrected her or rebuked her and spoke among themselves. And Jesus was always correcting these guys, which was what a rabbi did with his students.
Yeah,
they were in the process of learning the heart of Jesus for the people. And I'm so thankful that Jesus wasn't timid on this stuff.
Yeah.
He wasn't cruel either, but he really corrected them.
Yeah, and I think he just received that appropriately from the woman. I think if you or I were to receive that, it would be a little ostentatious, it'd be a little presumptuous. Mm-hmm. But because he knows who he is, and she knows who he is the one. And mm-hmm. so I think he was receiving that from her because he was deserving of that.
Yeah, and there was another time earlier in Jesus' ministry where some say it was the same woman where Jesus first won her to him, but it definitely wasn't right before his death.
Yeah.
But he says to Simon, who was he the Pharisee or the leper? Whichever Simon it was another place up in Galilee. And he says, I came into your house and you didn't wash my feet. You didn't anoint my head. So yeah. It was a common thing, a common greeting, but what she did was way over the top.
Yeah.
And I love how Jesus said, When my story is preached, I want her story to be taught right alongside of it, what she had done for him.
She'll always be known for it.
Yeah.
And there's another voice, actually, and I don't know if it's in this gospel. I'm not sure which other gospel it is, but it's the loudest voice of those disciples that are dissenting mm-hmm. against what she did. And we see that to be Judas.
Yeah.
And Judas, to me, is the contrast of this woman. This woman loved Jesus, cared for Jesus, anointed his head. And then we read in this text in verse 14, same of Matthew 26. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went to the chief priests. How could you go to the chief priests? Mm-hmm. The one that has been after Jesus for so long and after his life. And here one of the 12 goes to the chief priests and said, what are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him.
Yeah.
Two contrasts.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jesus saw the love that was being poured out upon him and Judas, who I think he infected the other ones. I think he might have been the one that started the grumbling. All he saw was the loss of a few more coins in the bag that he would see as his own. Because yeah. It says he often would take from that bag.
Yeah.
All he saw was the dollar sign, the shekel signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never thought about it, but I wonder what point Judas's heart changes. Like what was it along the way that even as they were approaching Jerusalem, he had a mindset of frustration or a bitterness towards Jesus. Mm-hmm. I wonder when it was that he was like, I'm over yeah. this. And this might be that point right. where he fully went over, but yeah. Insane to me.
Yeah, it really was.
And so I would just say this weekend coming up to be Resurrection and Easter, we want to celebrate Jesus. We want to be those people that would come and be the ones who would pour everything on him, all that we are, all that we have, but we would just love on Jesus. And so come this Easter, come sunrise, join us and spend time with us here at Refuge. And most importantly, I would just say, let's celebrate Easter and the resurrection together. Have a great rest of your day.
And I say amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life